For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Televised sports come in all sorts of forms. This time of year, basketball dominates sports broadcasting, but there's hockey too, and spring training baseball is getting started. At the Big Ten Network, they're adding something different to the lineup, League of Legends. Teams from conference schools are competing online right now in the popular video game, and the championship will be televised at the end of March.
The end goal is get to the enemy base and destroy their nexus, which is like, you know, it's basically their whole base. You destroy that and you win. That's as simple as it gets, really. But getting to that point is where the game really is and what takes a lot of knowing how to play and just practice.
That's Connor McDougall, an MSU sophomore computer science major from Okemos. He's captain of MSU's League of Legends team. Last year, MSU squared off against a team from Ohio State University in a match that was streamed on the Big Ten Network's online service, BTN2Go, complete with play-by-play commentary.
In the front line, they've got to focus him down with the mage. They do plenty of damage. Dynasty lives, but here comes the Vel'Koz punishment, and it's a lot. Andy Mama chased down by Nexevis.
If that didn't make any sense to you, you're not alone. But you should know that esports have become both competitive and popular with viewers. Connor McDougall watches the professionals. Yes, there are people making a living playing video games for fun and to improve his own game. One of those pros, Hai Lam, came out of MSU. As a viewer, McDougall compares watching others play League of Legends to the recent popularity of poker on TV.
A lot of these tournaments, there's, you know, there's fans, there's teams that you cheer for. You really hope they win. Like, if they win, you win in a way. I know there's some gambling sites even for these things. And some of the tournaments have just really big prize pools. So it's exciting, naturally, to know, you know, someone's going to leave here with $1 million. You want to watch and find out. Same thing with poker, except poker probably has a lot more money on the line.
After streaming that Michigan State-Ohio State game last year, the Big Ten Network decided to involve more Big Ten schools. They've assembled a regular season schedule and a postseason playoff, and some of those matches can be watched online on Monday nights. The championship game will be on your Big Ten Network TV channel March 27th.
Now running back the other way around. Wants to try to buy some time so his base can live a little bit longer. But there's the ace. Now to find the Minuave, which is over in the top lane. But they've got 20 seconds to work with.
Spokesperson Aaron Harvigo says BTN is the first conference TV network to carry esports, and they don't know what kind of audience to expect.
For us, this is a pilot year. It's something that, you know, we're testing out and seeing, you know, what is our best long-term esports strategy. So we know there are a lot of esports fans out there. You can see it by the numbers of people that sell out like a Madison Square Garden or Staples Center within minutes. So we know there's a lot of interest. And I think it's like any other programming that we do. There are going to be the football fans. There's the basketball fans, the hockey fans, the wrestling fans. We think there's a whole new subset of esports fans that haven't had the opportunity to view this programming, and we're really excited to bring it to them.
Connor McDougall of the MSU League of Legends team foresees a day when e-games are sanctioned collegiate sports complete with recruiting and scholarships. He hopes that will one day include Michigan State.
That's going to be the winners of the Big Ten Network Invitational in League of Legends.
If enough people play and enough people watch, the age of varsity esports teams at schools around the country could become a reality. The telecast of the Big Ten League of Legends title game might just be the first step down that path. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.